We know a week from today, you're going to be in the midst of that turkey hangover. So we're going to get you some extra helpings of data and market outlooks today to get you prepped for that Thanksgiving dinner conversation. So next week's commentary, I hope you definitely check out Daryl and Amy Jo. We're going to be sharing some of the intentions that we've really used to help focus the team here at 10 Capital this year, walk through what kind of led to that project, what you can get from it in advance of that. And to get you prepped for that dinner conversation at Thanksgiving, we're going to hit you with some data, some market updates to hopefully, A, either help you put it to bed or arm you for that uncle that's super bearish all the time and always calling for doom. Let's start out with the sentiment and the doomsayers. They're everywhere. As Matt will put up this chart, the CNN Fear and Greed Index, as we're shooting today, down to an 8. That's very low, usually saved for some pretty dark times, single digits. Extreme fear. Again, don't think the data justifies this type of sentiment. AAII sentiment survey flipped to solidly bearish this week. For a lot of people, they're like, is it all bad? Is it going down? Or everybody I know is super bearish. Here again, remember relative expectations versus absolutes. When everybody gets super bearish, the same index bottomed at a 3 in April, and then the market rallied 20 to 40%, depending on your index. That sets things up for upside surprises. Things going from bad to less bad or even good is much better than something going from really great to just great. And I know that's hard for people to understand, but again, you want to see those upward surprises, things that surprise expectations. And right now, expectations, sentiment, almost as bleak as it gets. We'll get to the AI bubble worries here in a moment, but one of the things that's been out there is credit. Credit concerns, it's been in the news. A lot of people trying to analogize this to 2008. People love to, we'll get to the AI bubble in 1990 a minute, they love to just find a lazy comparison from the past without really making sure it plays out all the way across the board. You know, going back to 08, a lot of differences. Some important ones called out by Hardika Singh at Fundstrat, where she points out total business to household debt relative to GDP is stable at 20-year lows. That predates the GFC. According to a recent Fed financial stability report, household debt, mostly with those with really strong credit, are arguably assets and income to be able to pay those things back. And domestic banks, high levels of liquid assets, stable funding, and relying on uninsured deposits remains low, according to her report. So all of these, again, should set up for some stability within the economy moving forward. Yeah, slowdowns, corrections, pockets of bearish sentiment. This is the journey that we've signed up for as investors, but far from being a harbinger of future doom, it usually sets up for some future surprises to the upside. On that AI bubble, she talks a little bit about this as well, pointing out the sheer brilliance of AI, and I'm quoting, and its advancements, even though we're 3 years in, is enough to keep me going. Playbooks for investing in all kinds of industries are being reshuffled around. We're just talking here with Matt, lots of things. I mean, daily, it seems to be hitting as we speak in ways that, again, I don't think people anticipated hitting quite as quickly, but there's a real story there. Why is AI dominating everything? Well, as this next chart shows, it's a big part of your world, whether you like it or not. As Goldman Sachs says, over 40% of the S&P's market capitalization on things touched by AI, which makes sense if you think about it. I mean, this is a new technology that's not just gonna be about tech and chips, it's gonna be into healthcare and energy and all sorts of other industries. It's driving a lot of the performance. And so then you get the kind of the lazy comparisons that, oh, this is like the dot-com bubble. This next chart from Invesco shows, even on a price level, it's nothing like the dot-com level. Furthermore, while investors love to focus on price, buy things that have been going up, sell things that have been going down, use that to justify your position, what you really need to be looking at is valuations. What are you paying for this thing? Earnings, are they growing? Are they solid? Are they even there? In 1999, they weren't. Today, they largely are. And again, not a stock recommendation, but Nvidia, major news this week, everyone was waiting for their earnings. Sales of $57 billion in the last quarter, up 62% year over year. That is not dot-com era-ish. Whether or not you want to own anything is not, again, the point we're making, but the point is to look at a dot-com era with massive valuations, much higher than we're at today, companies with little to no earnings, and to say that's what's going on today is just misplaced. Last data deluge, inflation, tariffs, labor. You know, with the shutdown, still a little foggy, but if you look at inflation swaps, this was called out by Strategis, one-year inflation swaps, people going out and hedging, beginning to roll over, weakening, seeming in other areas as well. Labor, September jobs data, we're not going to get an October report because of the shutdown. Jobs up 119,000. The combination of these probably takes the Fed totally off the docket in December. Odds were already below at 30%, but dropping. But again, not all bad. We don't want a labor market that's cratering, even if it means a Fed cut. But it does set up, I think, for things in 2026 to give the Fed some cover, most notably that inflation coming down. In the written commentary this week, we go into a little bit more and share some great insights. Tariffs, San Francisco Fed paper that came out and was talked about last week in the news, shows tariffs actually proving to be deflationary. We told you this months ago. Now that largely comes through job destruction and slowing down of the economy, so it's not all good. But as we're focused on the Fed, and the market definitely seems focused on the Fed right now, it does likely mean that the Fed, again, will have reason, cover, however you want to put it, to cut into 2026. You put that in with, again, AI efficiencies, tax cuts coming out of the recent tax bill, a lot of catalysts that set up that would be things that should encourage and support growth in the new year. And while your friends and neighbors may be bearish, retail sentiment obviously is bearish, we talked about that. Some big names who are taking the other side of the coin, including fame bear Michael Wilson of Morgan Stanley, frequently cited in the papers. He's come out with one of the more bullish forecasts on the Wall Street of 7,800 by the end of 2026, pointing to strong corporate earnings. Tom Lee of Fundstrat, somebody who's been bearish but been right for a long, or bullish, excuse me, but been right for a long time. Again, pointing out equity markets are nervous about credit, AI bubbles, etc. But again, in his view, and I quote, could be overreacting to those recent credit headlines. And again, he remains pretty optimistic heading into year end. Lastly, Torsten Slok, one of the more balanced people we find on Wall Street, has a very constructive outlook. He quotes, the arguments for a rebound in the economy over the coming quarters are that Liberation Day is 8 months in the rearview mirror, fiscal and monetary policy are easing, and those easy financial conditions point to a reacceleration in the economy. We'll wrap it up with this. It's easy to be critical. It's easy to confuse being critical with critical thinking, but they are not the same. Pointing out criticisms of today's market, trying to analogize it back to some of those scary ghosts of our past, makes for great headlines, probably makes for some decent TV. It doesn't make, nor is it really even quality analysis. What we want to do is engage in critical thinking. And when we do that, whatever fog we might be in the moment, there's pockets of sunshine that seem to be breaking through. And that's what we always need to be, is forward looking as investors, grateful for what has still been a really good year in markets, and for what, again, is shaping up to be a pretty constructive setup heading into 2026. With that, thanks for so much for watching. Whether you use this for ammo at the Thanksgiving table or to set your mind at ease for that nap that you want to take after Thanksgiving dinner, I hope you found this helpful. Thanks so much.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. 10 Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. 10 Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.